Book 20 of the Iliad marks Achilles' return to the battlefield, enraged by the death of Patroclus. Death and sorrow soon follow. In Book 21, we further see the extent of his rage, where he slaughters so many Trojans that he literally chokes the Scamander River with the bodies of the fallen, prompting it to retaliate. The first half of this book is very heavy, to say the least, but Homer offers us a reprieve in the form of the gods quarreling amongst one another. Homer has used the gods to provide lightness and relief to the human battle scenes. As Achilles is fighting, the gods break off and fight amongst one another, while Zeus and the listener can watch on and laugh as the gods hit each other and brag about it like squabbling children. Beginning at line 391, the first two gods to fight are Ares and Athena. This isn't the first time they fight, but it follows a pattern that has been established throughout the Iliad, for Ares and Athena are constantly fighting like a boy with a bossy elder sister, and Ares always suffers defeat. Despite this being a repeat of previous events, the scene is still quite hilarious. Both duelists are deadly in their own right, but, due to their immortality, the severity that surrounds the fighting of humans is absent on Olympus. There are no consequences if one of them gets hurt, so we get to see these two powerful gods hit each other with what are essentially a glorified stick and a rock. I was drawn to this scene because I'm able to be entertained by violence that lacks the finality and despair that is present throughout the entire poem. In addition to satisfying my baser need for violence, I'm able to get a sense of smug satisfaction as I witness these supposedly superior beings act in such an inferior way. Mark Edwards states it very plainly when he says, quote, "Inventing and gossiping about the undignified behavior of our superiors is an appealing human method of getting our own back on those who live as we would like to live ourselves, but cannot," unquote. It is the same satisfaction that we get when we see that our own contemporary celebrities are discussed in gossip rags about their failures and shortcomings. Athena and Ares in their squabbling are brought down to a level that I am able to relate to. Rife with insults and violence, Ares and Athena start off the series of squabbles that offer us a moment of lightheartedness that is not present throughout most of the book and the entire poem. Listen to the scene as it plays out and hear for yourself just how funny it is. Ares, the shield piercer, began. He first attacked Athena, having his bronze spear in hand, and he spoke with words of reproach. "Why, dogfly, do you once again set strife upon the gods with your furious audacity? Why has your bold spirit compelled you to do this? Do you not remember how you prompted Diomedes, son of Tydeides, to wound me, or how you yourself took up your spear in the sight of all, drove it straight for me, and pierced my fair flesh? I think now you will pay for what you have done." Thus speaking, he struck the terrible tasseled aegis, which not even the lightning of Zeus can pierce. This furious Ares struck with his long sword. Athena, forced back, picked up a stone, rough and jagged with her massive hand, which earlier men placed in the field as a boundary stone. She hit Ares with this on the neck and loosed his limbs. Falling, he covered 7 plethora. His hair became covered in dust, and his armor clanged around him. Pallas Athena laughed, and vaunting over him, she addressed him with winged words. "Fool, you have obviously never noticed how much mightier I am than you, since you are now attempting to match me in strength. Keep it up, and you might fulfill the curses of your mother. She is angry and schemes against you because you abandoned the Achaeans and are helping the insolent Trojans." Erce gar ares kruno toros, kai protos athenae eporuse calce onenkose kon, kai onedion fato muthon. Tip taut o kunamuiae theus eride zuna laune starso aeton ecusa, megade se thumos anenken. Eu memne ote tudeidein diomede anenkas utamenae? Alte de panopsion enkos elusa, ithus emu osas, dia de croa kalon adapsas? Tosau nun oio apotisemen osa eorgas. Hos epon utesi kat aegida thusanoesans merdalein, he ude dios damnesi keraunos. Temen ares utesi miaphonos enkos macro. E, danakasa mene, lithon eleton kere pacee, kemenon empedion melana trecunente megante. Ton chrandres proteroe theson emane uron arures. Tobale thuron area cata alcana luce de guia, epta de pesce pelethra peson, econise de caetas, teuce tamfarabese gelase de palas Athene. Cae hoi epeucomena epea pteroenta proseuda. Neputi, ude nu pulper epe thraso hoson areon, iucome gone menai, hoti moimenos iso farixes. Huto centes metros eri nuas ex apotinois. Hetoi co omene caca med de taiunenca acaius calipes, autar trosen uper fialoisen amunes. Alas, however needed it may be, we must leave Olympus and the short reprieve that the gods have provided us. As much relief as the gods have been, it is not their story that we hear. We must return to Achilles, his great suffering, and the countless Trojans who are his victims.